Welcome to the Dynasty Nerds Fantasy Football Podcast, where we discuss dynasty strategy, rankings, and all things NFL. So get ready to geek out on fantasy football with your host, Rich Dotson.
And welcome to the Dynasty Nerds Fantasy Football Podcast. I'm your host, Rich Dotson, here, and my fellow host, Matt O'Hara.
Hey, hey.
Hey, we're back after a week of getting a lot of flack for our redraft.
Sure.
You know, a lot of people were mad that we had Dante Pettis really low. People were mad we had Christian Kirk lower. Guy called a Browns homer on one post. He's not listening, so it's not a big deal.
Not a big deal. Gonna listen again. He's never going to listen. That was the final straw.
Called Geronimo Allison a rookie, even though I meant Equanimeous St. Brown.
I didn't even catch that because I must have Googled.
There's a rapid pace at the end.
I must have Rich translated that into Equanimeous St. Brown.
Yeah, I just wanted to go through a Green Bay, so we got some slack. But we don't edit, so we wouldn't have known. We don't edit our podcasts.
Like I told the people who asked me that question directly, my computer froze right in the middle of that rapid round. We should have mentioned DJ Shark, or I should have mentioned DJ Shark in the second round. But I for sure would have mentioned him in the third round if, you know, my computer literally froze.
It goes back to our way redraft before, and we just completely admitted, like, Darius Geis. Forgot he existed.
No, nobody's perfect.
No. Well, I'm as close as it gets.
Yes, you are.
Yes. You know, you have some errors. Those are late guys. And listen, I said Christian Kirk is probably too low on that list. And yeah, we had Dante Pettis in the third round. That's probably too low for Pettis, but I'm still not sold on Pettis because what do you have? A couple good games there in San Fran?
I wasn't that high on the guy coming in. So
I know. That's a big thing. That's what I said. I was like, I'm not going to go ahead and change my whole scouting report. He didn't do anything overly great on the year.
There you go.
All right. Well, we're not even here to talk about that, Matt.
That's all in the past.
We're here to talk about the Senior Bowl. Yep. So we're here in the polar vortex, still alive, not frozen.
I drove over here and my car read 0 degrees.
Yeah, I had to work today, like, and I drove around, like, most parts. It was -8 just on the thermostat all day. I didn't, like, a lot of times I had to, like, walk from my truck to, like, a door, but I, like, walked to a condo today, too, and it was, that was, like, the longest distance I was outside. Because the most part, like, walking to the door, like, I walk out, I'm like, yeah, it is cold. Taking a deep breath, get that nice cold air in my lungs, it feels good, you know? I'm like, yeah, look at me. I'm like a polar bear out here. But then, 38-second walk to the condo. I'm like, oh, my gosh, I'm going to die.
This is awful.
It was freezing. So hope everybody's safe. Hopefully everybody's nice and comfy. Can't wait for the Super Bowl. It's going to be, which is Sunday here, it's going to be 50 degrees.
Of course it is.
-8 today on Wednesday, 50 degrees on Sunday.
Nice.
But I'm going to smoke some meat for the Super Bowl.
Sweet. So I'll be here, so I'm glad.
You will. I do have a Super Bowl party every year. Got a new electric smoker, so I'm going to smoke up some pulled pork.
Ooh.
Right. Maybe some wings, too, for the later party, because I'm taking off work on Monday, so I'm going to get a little saucy.
Ooh.
Yeah, it's going to be Sunday fun day at the Dotson House.
Nice. I'm going to work, so I'm not going to partake in that fun day.
Oh, you weren't invited for the fun part. You're just here to watch the game.
Good. Perfect.
So, Super Bowl is coming up Sunday, and then the NFL season, just going to get ready for that NFL combine there in February. Who's your pick for the Super Bowl?
Who's my pick for the Super Bowl?
The Patriots. I think the Rams are going to win.
Good for you.
Yeah.
Good for you. Go out on that limb.
Yeah, I had a buddy call me up, and he's like, hey, can you place a $100 bet for me on the Patriots at -2 through your bookie? I don't bet, but one of my buddies, you know, he handles some things. And I was like, yeah, no problem. Cool, dude. I'll call it in for you. And I was like, you know what? I'm just going to take that bet. I think the Rams are going to win. I don't know why. I just think that defense is pretty solid. I think Todd Gurley is going to have a monster game. I think he's going to be the MVP of the game.
Okay.
You know, nice 2 weeks off here. I think someone's up with them, maybe injury-wise, the last couple weeks. I think he's going to have a monster game. Monster game.
All right. And I think Bill Belichick's just going to scheme around them and probably shut their offense down.
Wouldn't shock me. Yep. It wouldn't shock me if the Patriots honestly won by 21 points.
Yep.
But in my gut, I didn't even ask the crystal balls this because it's not fair. You're right. It's not fair to use psychic ability to gamble.
You're right.
So I don't do that, ever. Otherwise, I'd win the Mega Millions. But I think the Rams are going to win. Rams are my pick.
All right.
Okay. Now let's talk about some college kids that are about to be in the NFL here. The Senior Bowl.
Seniors.
Now, every year there's a couple players in the Senior Bowl that turn out to be pretty quality NFL players that translate over. Remember Cooper Kupp last year?
Yes.
Pretty good at the Senior Bowl. I mean, we loved him at the Senior Bowl.
Absolutely.
So much that we bumped him up drastically. We probably had Cooper Kupp higher than any other people in the industry of the Dynasty community. We raved about Mr. Mascot Mule. That Raven did us quite well because he's had a very, very good career so far. This year, I think there's some more intriguing prospects here. And even like as I slowly dive more into this rookie class, I think this rookie class is going to be deeper than we all originally thought. I think it's going to be better than we originally thought. I think there's a lot of that's filled with like new shiny toy syndrome, where a lot of these guys, we're looking more at the upside than anything else. I think we're going to talk about a couple of these guys as well that people are going to be overly excited about that I don't think it's going to translate as well into the NFL. But there is a lot of upside. But it also rings true where I still think this is going to be a really weak running back class.
It's going to be a weak running back and a weak quarterback draft.
Yeah, and that's where it all started originally, because the 2020 class is going to be super deep at running back and super deep at quarterback. But if you need a receiver this year, and especially if you need a tight end, this is the class for you.
Yep.
And who doesn't need receivers, young receivers?
Just keep them coming, man.
All day, every day.
Same with the tight ends, man.
So let's talk about a couple guys that were like clear-cut winners here at the Senior Bowl, right? I think the number one guy coming out of this Senior Bowl as number one overall player, period, was Debo Samuel, South Carolina wide receiver, 5'11", 216. You know, this is a guy before he even did our rankings I didn't really watch a lot of tape on yet. Dug into a little bit here just to get some notes on here for the Senior Bowl. I didn't want to just go out the Senior Bowl practice, look at some tape. But this is a guy that has that like running back body, right? He's nice and thick.
5'11", 216 pounds.
Yeah, man. Catches everything. Really good at, you know, good speed, really good routes, really quick in and out of his breaks,
Nice big hands, too, which is important for a guy that, you know, that size. They can vary quite a bit over 10 inches, 10 and an eighth inches.
Yeah, those are good. Those are like 6'4" quarterback hands.
Exactly.
And he's 5'11". He means explosive. He can play inside. He can play outside. He can play the slot there. Really good yard after the catch ability. Really good vision in the open field.
Yep.
Dominated the Senior Bowl. Not only the practices, but had a really good game as well. I think he had a drop down the field, but really good game as well. Had 21 broken tackles last season.
And probably about 21 broken ankles during the practices this week. I mean, did you see any of the footage that people were posting up on any of their, you know, people's Twitter feeds or anything like that?
Yeah, I saw like a ton of his literally Senior Bowl
just
stuff.
Like twisting people, you know, all around in the defensive backfield, especially in the short area stuff around the goal line and stuff like that. So he's able to separate. He's got really quick feet and He has a nice ability to get in and out of breaks quickly.
Yes, I saw that as well. 17 had a broken fibula, which I think he only played 3 games. But he is somebody for me that has locked himself into my top 12 rookie rankings.
Yeah, as of now, definitely.
Yeah, I see him making a significant jump in here just after watching the weight, what he did at the Senior Bowl, but then actually going back and watch just a little bit of tape. Obviously, when we start getting these receivers, I'm going to watch a lot more tape on them. But so far, just out of the sparse tape I've seen, I'm like, okay, yeah, you're locked in here. Good size, good ability. I think he's right around, probably you could probably bump right around number 8 overall for me, with even ability to go higher. I feel like a lot of players, this class in general is going to be a nice, where do they slide into the NFL draft class where there's such an abundance of receivers? Who's going to land in a really good position? You know, who's not going to be the turd that's the fourth receiver in LA?
Right.
Right. Yep. You know, they already got Josh Reynolds, you know, and I like Josh Reynolds, but Josh Reynolds being an asset while he's in LA with the Rams,
going to be tough.
It's very limited.
He's going to need a couple of injuries per year ahead of him in order to have relevance. Yep.
Exactly. So for me, Debo Samuel out of South Carolina, not only do you have a really good Senior Bowl, but from what I've seen so far on a limited basis, seems like he's going to be a very just quality rookie overall at wide receiver.
Yeah. The one thing I did want to note is he's a little bit older. He's already 23 years old. So just wanted to give people a heads up there. It's not like one of those situations where he's 26 or anything. 23 is just a little bit high of the normal.
I saw somebody, I can't remember who it was, but I saw somebody when I was reading some information on them, they gave him a comp. And I was like, that's a really good comp. Stephon Diggs.
Okay.
Was the comp. You know, that, you know, Diggs, amazing hands.
Sure.
Nice compact body there as well. Explosive in and out of his breaks real quick off the line as well. Mm-hmm. I thought it was a good comp.
Yeah, that's not a bad comp. I feel like, is Diggs a little bit taller than that, though? 5'11"? Is he 6'1"-ish?
He's running around at least a little bit taller. Yeah. Style of play and body type is what it was. And I remember Diggs was, what, was he a third-round pick? Fifth-round pick?
I was going to say, I thought it was later than that.
Yeah, I think it was third-round rookie pick. A lot of leagues is what he went in, but like fifth-round in the NFL draft.
Yep.
Five-star recruit out of Maryland at the time. We talked him up a little bit on the pod, but you know, some issues there. And Samuel, I think that's a good comp for him is a Stephon Diggs. So if you got a Stephon Diggs at number six in your rookie draft, eight, I mean, talking about stealing.
Yeah, that's not too bad. So I guess let's move on here.
And his name's Debo.
I mean, you can't go wrong with a guy named Debo.
No, I wish my name was Debo.
Debo Dotson. There's some other funny names. Well, this Sean Poindexter is in this draft. He didn't go to the Senior Bowl. He was in the East West Shrine Game. So
yeah, and I mean, just to be associated like Poindexter, just nerd for hey,
it's amazing.
Line me up. There's some good names out here. Let's talk about some more players here that had some really good Senior Bowls. Let's talk about a guy that we talked about recently. I know John Dement recently wrote articles on Dynasty Nerds. We got tons of rookie content there on DynastyNerds.com. Make sure you check that out every day. Something new every day that's almost rookie-related. Just getting you caught up on all this extravaganza of young guys. Andy Isabella out of UMass. Local guy, Mayfield, Ohio. He's 5'10", 190. Former high school sprinter, extremely fast. He said he could run like a 4.29, I think is what he said.
Wow.
What he said. Right. He was training with like Randy Moss or something along those lines.
We will find out, huh?
Only had six drops out of 107 catchable balls there. He had three drops at the Senior Bowl. For the most part of his career, didn't have really a lot of drops. But he is 5'10", 190.
I mean, I have 5'9", 186. I think that was his official weigh-in.
That was it, 5'9", 186?
Yeah.
So he's even smaller.
So he's even smaller than that official. And he's got small hands, 8.5 inches. So, you know, those are some physical limitation type of issues. But what you see on tape, I mean, he gets open. You can definitely tell that he's fast.
Jittery.
Little jitterbug type of guy. He's going to, you know, he's obviously with that size, he's going to operate mostly out of the slot.
He's definitely just a slot. He's 100% a slot guy.
Right. And I didn't see on tape, so the small sample I've seen of him so far, he doesn't have issues dropping the ball or anything like that.
Catches the ball with his body a lot.
Yeah, right.
More than I appreciated, I guess.
Right.
But he has good hands.
I was going to say, but it's not like he drops a bunch of stuff and double catches it and stuff like that. And
I think he, like, if you watch him, like, at the Senior Bowl, look good. Like, mm-hmm. really good, right? You watch him at UMass, which is, not a really big school.
He
looks really
barely
good.
Barely Division One.
Explodes, yeah. You know, very explosive, pretty good route runner.
Right.
That thing. He's a player that, I don't know, man. He's something that a lot of people are going to talk about. And I know John wrote me, hey, check this guy out. He's going to look really good. I like him a lot. But my initial eye test and my initial feel for him is, he is one of those guys where it's not going to translate to dynasty, right? Like a fantasy football factor. Like,
gotcha.
He's not going to be somebody that you're going to plug in your lineup and feel really good about. With his size, that size, you have to be – I mean, Andrew Hawkins was, you know, one of those smaller guys that was really – I mean, the guy's routes for his footwork was amazing.
Right.
But and he was a solid football player that lasted a long time but didn't translate to fantasy football prowess.
Absolutely.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
And that's where Isabella falls into me, where, I mean, basically, I want nothing to do with him.
I'm not going to write him off completely until I see where he lands. You know, I mean, if he lands in one of these offenses that features a slot receiver and that loves slot receivers, he might have some value, but I totally get what you're saying.
But yeah, he's got to be a PPR guy. I mean,
he's got to be a PPR guy.
He has the ability to get open, but I mean, at 5'9", 186, man, that's just not going to, like, definitely if you catch the ball with your body at times as well, like, you're just going to be getting popped. You're going to be hit. I just don't see it translating to somebody that's going to be, you know, like on a, even like, you know, like another Cole Beasley. You know, like how say do we get Cole Beasley to set his best year ever, right?
65 catches, right.
Yeah, and it's like same thing, real quick. Jerry Bug over there in the middle can get open, but like a lot of times those that does not translate. You know, that's a and now the today's NFL that helps receivers like him where they have more ability not to be touched.
Sure.
You know, long as they get off the line of scrimmage. I think he has a quickness to get off the line of scrimmage. Definitely when he gets down there and bend his shoulder a little bit and get quick out of his breaks here. But I don't know, man. He's John told me, hey, make sure you check him out and you're going to like him. And I think everything you can see of what he has on tape up into the Senior Bowl, I think it's going to be more of a faux ability part of his surroundings. Almost like a, you know, like a Derrick Henry type running back playing at a smaller school who's just run over people. It's like, yeah, dude, you're the Incredible Hulk playing versus kindergartners. You know, who's going to win that match?
The Incredible Hulk.
Every time. The guy's unstoppable. Time. He's green, for Christ's sake. So I mean,
honestly.
Yeah, he's Incredible Hulk. He's incredible.
Yes. So yeah, I mean, I'm with you there a little bit. I'm not going to totally write the guy off, though.
I'm not totally writing him off either. Like,
you are.
But I just don't want – I mean, he's going to get – there's always these guys. He's going to get drafted higher than I'm going to draft him. You know what I mean? He's mm-hmm. going to be – to me, he's a right now mid-third round prospect.
All right. So let's let me transition you right from him to another, I think, very similar sort
of – I already know who you're going to say.
prospect. Clemson's Hunter Renfro.
What a great name. Played 85 years in college football.
Yeah. So –
he's a Benjamin Button of football players.
5'10", 175 pounds.
So he's bigger,
taller,
not thicker.
Not thicker. He's actually a little lighter
in the britches.
Uh huh. And then he's got even smaller.
Ladies don't like that.
Even smaller hands.
Smaller what?
Hands.
Oh wow.
Unless there was a typo or something. 7¾ inches.
Oh no, he smells like cabbage.
But another guy that didn't really have drop issues, despite these physical limitations.
Dude, I don't even know if I've ever seen Hunter Renfro drop a ball ever.
Yeah, exactly.
Like, literally never. Like, he's scooping a ball. Like, oh my God, I can't forget it. Vlad Guerrero in baseball, where he's just swinging at everything. It doesn't matter.
Total garbage.
It bounces off the plate. He's hitting a home run off of it. This is Hunter Renfro. He's catching the ball. Within his small radius, yeah. If you get it in that little small bubble, right?
Don't, because he's got short arms, too, only 29 inches.
Yeah, that's very short. I mean, he's alligator arming everything on full extensions. Mm-hmm. Like, he's, yeah, this guy's made. You know what? Hunter Renfro and Andy Isabella, know what they're made for? The new XFL or the new Alliance League.
Oh, boy.
They'd be stars there. Stars, dude, stars. Like, they're the face of the franchise. NFL? I don't know. Here's the thing with Renfro too, dude. He's small and he's not even really that athletic. Like, he's just like,
well, I mean, we haven't.
He's a hard working dude,
yeah.
That has really good hands, that works really hard at his craft, and he's come up big time for Clemson. Really good college football player. You know, Ken Dorsey of college football. You know, it's like. Yeah, a lot of good players around you.
Don't put that on him, Ken Dorsey.
He's really good. Remember, what's his name? Jason White of Oklahoma won Heisman?
I do.
With half a knee?
Yep.
Yeah, I mean, there's some players who are really good college football players. But again,
I'm not going to write this guy off either. I'm going to look into this guy's tape a lot more. Because like you said, he's a hard worker, but he doesn't drop balls. And
his routes were limited. He ran, dude, like... From like some of the little research I did on Hunter Renfro, like he ran like a lot of screens, like little hitch routes, you know, like he just, I don't know. I'm not writing him off. I'm not writing off. Matt, at this point, I haven't done enough tape study or like.
NFL draft. Very negative today is all I'm going to say.
Listen, because there's a prototype, right, in a lab.
I totally understand.
Of receivers.
And it doesn't look like this guy.
That translate, that have good college careers,
mm-hmm.
But they fit a mold where they're like 5'10" or under, and they're under 180 pounds, and you know a strong gust of wind takes you away. Like, I mean, how many people have we said on this podcast in 4.5 years? Like, I hope they're not like a tumbleweed and get blown away in the wind. How many of those people have ever come back to shove doo doo in our face, saying, "Ha ha, blow away this in your face, turd," because I'm dominating the NFL. Don't think too hard, Maya, because the number is 0.0. Okay. 0.0. Okay.
Who was the original? Was it Paul?
Paul Richardson.
Paul Richardson. Yeah. Yeah. Paul Tumbleweed.
Paul Tumbleweed Richardson. So
he had an all right year a couple of years ago.
Even better yet, Matt, like how many players in the NFL today are 5'10" or under and under 180 pounds that you want rostered on your dynasty team?
How big is Antonio Brown currently?
Antonio Brown. Let me just look here. So the threshold's 5'10", 180 pounds. Let me get Antonio Brown here on my computer real quick. Here it is. 5'10", 181 pounds. So above the threshold, Matt.
By one lousy pound.
Okay, yeah. By one lousy pound. Antonio Brown's definitely like an outlier. What about Tyreek Hill? Like, what? That's another guy. Possibly he's smaller. What is he like? Five foot ten.
I am on my roster. Line.
He's a little thick, though. I bet he weighs over 180 pounds for sure. He's fast. I got as a gazelle.
5'10", 185 pounds.
Above the threshold. There you go.
But was he coming in? You know, like, I mean.
Oh, for sure. He's thicker.
He's 3 years in the league now.
He's a man's man, Matt. He's fast.
But he's also the fastest guy like in the
exactly.
NFL.
Exactly. He's extremely athletic. Hunter Renfrow?
Right.
I mean, come on.
No, I understand. Who's he
out running?
We're talking different.
Isabella is super fast. So, like.
He's got a shot.
He's got a small shot.
Plus, he's over the threshold. He's 186 pounds.
So, he could be Tyreek Hill.
Yeah.
Potentially.
See? And you almost wrote him off.
If you're telling me to pick between Isabella and Renfrow, like, this is, to me, it's a no-brainer.
It's Isabella.
Oh, it's Isabella. It could be a guy that could get. Like, I could see Isabella playing, like, really well. Like, okay, I know you got Dante Pettis there in San Francisco, but swap out, like, Pettis with, like, a guy like Isabella and then a big receiver in that kind of offense, that air, you know, like, go deep offense. Mm-hmm. That'd be nice for a guy like Isabella. Like, I would love to see him in that situation. But even then you're talking about a player in a dynasty roster that you're looking for that one big catch for a touchdown. Like, you're not starting these dudes. Like,
they're going to be hard to start.
Odds. Again, I go by statistics. I go about all the past football I've watched and players I've come through the system. Again, guys like this I've seen come through the system. Odds. Again, early on, gambling. Odds are way against Hunter Renfrow and Andy Isabella being like really good quality dynasty receivers. And even Tyreek Hill, when he did come into the league, and I know he had those red flags. Well, not red flags, douche moves, you know, punching people, pregnant girlfriends. You know, he was a super late pick, like even in rookie draft. You know what I mean? Like, he's still like an enigma. You know, like,
he's a total enigma. I got him for, you know, in the free agent pool in one league. So he went completely undrafted in like the fifth or sixth round.
It's like saying, like, I know Arian Foster is going to be sweet. You know what I mean? It's like, right. You knew Philip Lindsay. It's like, why didn't you draft Philip Lindsay? You know, there's always going to be those guys.
I took him based solely off the fact that he ran really, really fast.
Yeah, but you know what I mean? So, like, yeah, Tyreek Hill, you know, he was one of the top three fantasy receivers this year. But at the same time, it's like, now, like, everybody in the draft process pretty much missed on Tyreek Hill for dynasty purposes. Yep. It's not like, same thing with Philip Lindsay. Not many people are on here screaming to draft Philip Lindsay, the undrafted free agent, right? So, like, you know, if Isabella and Hunter Renfrow, one of them was, like, you know, solid, I wouldn't even come to make, oh, in your face, Dodson, you know?
I will say that.
I'm like, well, dude, don't call me Dodson. It's not my name. It's my last name. Say that last. Be respectable, young man. I'm almost 40. Speaking of which, you notice anything different about me?
I did.
What's going on?
The facial hair that you've got.
Is that what you call it?
That you've got kind of painted, scratched on there. And
it's there, dude. I have a mustache and a goatee. Respect my manliness.
I realized that you were trying to be manly. With that.
Everybody listen to this real quick. Hold on. That's my beard.
That's Rich's disgusting looking shaggy goatee.
I told my wife because she was like, what the hell are you doing? I'm like, listen here, wife. Got to tell you a couple things. I turned 40 this year.
Yeah.
Right? That's a round number. It's a little older. Not old, but older.
Older
right?
than 39.
If you ask my younger self, hey, what do you think you're going to do when you're 40? I'm going to be like, oh, I'm going to be old. Now that I'm 40, I'm still ridiculously handsome.
Right.
Good shape.
Yeah.
Active.
Uh-huh.
Handsome.
Right.
But
you've never grown a goatee.
But the fact is, I've never in my entire existence of life have ever had facial hair.
I've known you long enough to know this because
yeah.
I've known you since before you could even grow facial hair.
True. Yes. You knew me before I shaved.
Right.
And yeah, so this is the first time in my entire life I've ever grown facial hair. But I'm shaving it off, I think, tomorrow.
Yeah, it's horrible, isn't it?
It's, well, one, I hate it. But I'm just trying to, like, just prove it. Like, I just want to be like, okay.
I can do it.
Dude, this is like, this took me like almost like 2 weeks.
That's pathetic.
I know. Tell me about it. I'd send a picture out, but I would never, like on Twitter or something, I wouldn't do that to myself. But I will take a picture tomorrow. Like,
what, before and after shaving?
Like with the kids and stuff. Like, look at this one time dad tried to grow facial hair. Like, goofy motherfucker. Look at that guy. Like, dad, you already look goofy enough as it was. I mean, your ears stick out a little bit. You know, your hairline's probably not the greatest in the world. I mean, you're still devilishly handsome, but at the same time, goofy looking. You know, like, goofy. Like, you probably got mom with your personality, to be honest with you. You know, like, you're a personality kind of guy, dad, right? Yeah. I know, you do this stuff. That's
everybody's got their hook, man.
But then right. I'm going to shave it where it's a Fu Manchu.
Oh, God.
You know, it's going to be not it's, really.
It's going to be distinguishable as a Fu Manchu?
It's
you
like,
barely got anything going
it's like
on
a
the
Fu
sides.
Man. It's like a, I know, but it's like a Fu Man.
Yeah, all
no
right.
Chew.
Yeah.
And then I'm going to just go straight mustache, which that's probably the thickest part about this whole thing, right?
That your mustache is definitely the thickest. I think if you right? wanted to go mustache, you could.
Like if I wanted to impersonate Tom Selleck, I could let this bad boy go, right?
Definitely.
I won't.
Right.
Come on, a mustache guy.
That would be horrible.
But yeah, I'm going to shave it off tomorrow. I told my wife, she was in the shower today. I'm like, I think tomorrow's the day because we're going out Friday night for buddy's birthday party.
Right.
And no,
right.
Colleen, I'm not wearing that shirt. To my buddy's birthday party, but I promise the next bar I go to, I'm wearing a shirt. I lost a bet with Colleen.
Oh, all right.
I'm just spending 5 minutes on my facial hair because I'm almost 40. I never had it. I just want to, if we ever go, like if I'm dying, you know, like, I'm almost 40, so yeah, I don't know how much long time I got left here. Like when I'm real old, I'm a deathbed, I'm going back through every podcast we've ever done. I'm like, oh, that's right. I did.
That's right. I grew a goatee that 2 weeks.
The polar vortex. I got prepared. My upper lip wasn't as cold as I thought it would be. But yeah, I can't grow facial hair. Like if I tried to grow like a full beard, I couldn't even do it.
Which is funny because your cousin has got like a massive beard.
That's my cousin, dude. What is,
I know.
You're technically probably my cousin.
No, we're not.
Sixth cousin. Isn't everybody like a sixth cousin?
You guys are first cousins, though.
I know. What does that guy do with it?
All right. I'm just saying he's got a massive beard and can grow it all, and you can grow nothing.
My brother, technically I guess they're my half-brothers. But, yeah, they can grow facial hair.
All right.
And I can't. Why? Yeah. Why? Because your dad could.
Right.
Can my dad grow? Actually, you know what? I actually saw a picture of my dad. Yeah. And he has a goatee and mustache. Never met the guy, so I don't know. You know, like, personally. But, like, I did see a picture, and he had a goatee and mustache. So, I don't know. I get my facial hair from my mom.
That's good. That's good, then, that you can't grow a lot.
Mom, your mustache looks terrible. Thanks for nothing, Mom. Let's move on to some prospects, shall we?
Let's please.
So
anybody else stick out?
Isabella and Renfro.
Uh-huh.
If you had to pick one, which one of those guys you think would be good?
Isabella, just off his athletic.
Me too.
Prowess, I think.
Where would you put him right now? And like just top of your head, what do you think? He's like a early third round prospect, late second?
Isabella, yeah.
Depending on where he lands.
Depending on
get
where he
a little
lands.
Bit of bump, get yep. a little bit of a downer.
Right.
Renfro, where do you see him?
I mean, probably late fourth round.
Yeah, behind like 12 tight ends.
Yeah.
For sure.
Just getting pushed back.
I'm telling you, man, mid second, all the way through to third, just draft the tight end.
Yep. That's where the value is going to be. For sure.
So let's talk about a player I did like here.
Lay it on me.
Terry McLaurin.
Ooh, nice.
Ohio State. Now, Terry McLaurin just so happened to one guy, you know, being a big Ohio State guy here, that I watched his entire career, and he was always pretty solid. And then watching him, like I, even coming in this process, I had him in my like receiver ranks right around like 12, right around there, just on my early ranking list.
Mm-hmm.
And after the Senior Bowl week, I went back and I watched every catch he ever had from in 2017 and 2018. And my initial take on him, just watching him, like just as a fan of Ohio State, not like overly into Terry McLaurin, with, you know, KJ Hill there and Paris Campbell there. He was always solid. I always felt like he was more open than I was like, wow, he's always like pretty open there. Turns out after going back and actually paying attention just to Terry, he's a really good route runner.
Right. And that was the basic sentiment coming out, I think, from all the Senior Bowl practices this week is everyone was blown away about his route running. Just above and beyond what they expected. And you know, there's obviously talk of you know, how Michael Thomas transitioned, basically, because it's not that he was like a total unknown at Ohio State, but I mean, let's just face it, the offense there, especially when Michael Thomas was there, it wasn't very wide receiver friendly.
No, like in 17 with JT Barrett, like he had some pretty good plays there.
Right. And then,
six touchdowns, but
and then this year it was so split up, you know, I mean, they had a lot of more passing yards this past year.
Multiple 1,000-yard receivers. He was not one of them. He had 35 catches for 71 yards, but he did have 11 touchdowns.
Right, yep. So, I mean, his ability to separate was definitely on display, you know, if you dug deep and you really watched the games.
Yeah, he's somebody, if you're talking about Deebo Samuel win the Senior Bowl as the number one guy there, I think the number one guy who made the biggest leap into the eyes of people here was Terry McLaurin.
From his starting point to end point, I think that was
barely made it in the Senior Bowl.
Right.
Like, he was a last minute invite, but like when he got there, he dominated. Like, he dominated every single day at the Senior Bowl. I mean, his route running was great. He's an awesome special teams player, good speed. Going back, watching the tape already, so he's somebody that I've literally watched all his tape for 17, 18. He's just somebody I sat down, I just got into it. Kind of fell down that little rabbit hole of, you know, like Josh Jacobs last week.
Right.
And noticed one thing I took away too is he's not afraid to go over the middle at all, even in the slightest. He's just an all around solid football player. I think Terry McLaurin is going to be an awesome number two receiver in the NFL.
And it's 6 foot 205. That's
great size.
Great size. You know, it's something you're looking for in a wide receiver too. I'm not sure that he profiles as a wide receiver one for a team.
No, Dev, I don't see that.
So, you know, as far as like fantasy relevance goes, he's going to have to land in an offense that you can get high end production out of your wide receiver two to really have a lot of fantasy value.
I picked two teams for him that I went through, because there's a lot of teams I don't want to say like Miami, we don't even know the quarterback situation or whatever. Two teams that if he landed on, I could see Terry McLaurin getting bumped into my top 12. And that's the Indianapolis Colts and the Detroit Lions.
Okay.
Both dome teams.
Right.
Both teams with, I'm not going to call Kenny Galladay an established number one, but I think he's somebody that would perfectly offset Kenny Galladay.
They would definitely complement each other nicely. Yeah,
very well. I'd be very excited to see him there. And then him offsetting T.Y. Hilton in Indianapolis with no bona fide. I mean, you got Deion Kane there, but I could see Deion Kane being, I wouldn't mind, you know, Terry McLaurin playing the slot, Deion Kane on the outside, and then T.Y. Hilton on the other side. I would like him there.
What about staying in that division and going and throwing him down in Houston? DeAndre Hopkins? Yeah, you think they're too similar?
No, it's just Kiki Kuti there, and I think he showed enough where he's a solid number two.
Okay.
Now, they want to bust out, you know, more three wide receiver sets, move him into slot. That's fine.
I was
going to
say, I think they prefer Kiki in the slot, and you know, that's why they went out and got Demaryius Thomas.
There's other, and I was going through, there's a lot of teams that need receivers. I mean, we could say Baltimore.
But Baltimore, I mean, are they going to be able to throw the ball?
Exactly. I'm not going to be, you know, would he compliment like Zay Jones really well? Yeah, but do I overly like trust right now? I like Josh Allen as a fantasy football quarterback a ton. Like, for fantasy wise, big arm. For a team that might be trailing for big plays, but his rushing ability, I love him right now as a fantasy prospect. But I don't know, I wouldn't be mad at him in Buffalo, but same thing. Like, you say the same thing. If he went to San Fran, I'd be excited. You know, Miami, he has the potential to be the number one guy there in Miami. There's a lot of teams that could use a receiver, but I was just thinking of a place, if I envision him as being a really good number two receiver, that's where I went that off of, Detroit and Indy. That's where I get that from.
Right. What if a guy that coached him there at the Senior Bowl, what if he ends up going to the Raiders or something like that?
Again, then who's the number one receiver there? Can he be, maybe McLaurin could turn into a number one receiver, just like fantasy aspect wise. You know what I mean? Maybe he can. He's got the size.
Right.
We'll see. But again, I'd prefer him as a really good number two to offset somebody, preferably.
Right.
But again, if somebody's in a number one spot, you can't argue that too with
up
targets.
Up in Seattle or something, offsetting a Tyler Lockett. I mean, they're not at all the same type of guy.
The slow kind of roll out of, like, get away Doug from Baldwin. Doug Baldwin there. I'd be, that's a good spot. I didn't think about that one. It's a good spot too. But he's somebody I'm really intrigued with and really excited about. Somebody, again, who wasn't overly productive at Ohio State. You know, in 2017, 29 catches, 436 yards, 6 touchdowns. Last year, 35 catches, 701 yards, and 11 touchdowns. But I can see him translate into the NFL and being a really quality football player. His special teams ability is going to make sure he's going to be a player right away. I think with his, you know, maturity, playing, being a senior, is going to help him get on the field a little bit quicker there as well. I heard all his interviews were really good. I know somebody came away saying this guy could be a CEO of a company with how mature he came off as well. So I think all out of everything that I've saw on tape, everything I saw at the Senior Bowl especially, and what I've read makes Terry McLaurin to me somebody that's going to be a really good value. Who's 90% most likely not going to go in the first round of your rookie draft, but some of you are going to get in the second round, and you're going to look. We're going to look back in 5 years from now and be like, "Oh, I got Terry McLaurin in a pick 2-6." Like,
right?
That's really good value. He's
nice,
been like
little value there.
He's been awesome, like, you know, wide receiver 3 every single year. And dude, you remember 2021 when he was wide receiver 13 overall? That was a great year. Him and Andrew Luck. He had 12 touchdowns. It was whoop whoop. So I like Terry McLaurin. Your thoughts?
I'm with you there, man. I don't know how much more I could beat that one to death. So I think you said it.
Yeah, I said it. I wouldn't stop talking about him. What about another small school receiver here? That kind of I had no idea who existed. Penny Hart out of Georgia State.
Okay.
Yeah. Again, small foot, 5'8".
Yes, he
180
is.
180 pounds.
Another one of these guys in the same mold as the Hunter Renfrow and the Andy Isabella.
Now, he didn't have a big game, but he dominated the practices.
Yep.
So that's where his name came in. Slot guy, for sure. His size hurts him a lot. Had a career 203 catches for 2,960 yards, 9 touchdowns. Real quick feet. You know, one of those jittery guys. Again, really good burst off the line. Catches the ball really well. He's really, really fast, and he runs good routes.
Yeah,
but I don't sound like a watch tape on.
I haven't dug in. I mean, literally, I would be regurgitating a scouting report that you basically just read off. So,
oh, all those the bottom lines are off a scouting report.
Perfect.
Yeah.
So
I didn't watch a lot.
I haven't had a chance to watch a lot of tape. I heard his name pop up a couple times when I listened. I watched like about the first half of the Senior Bowl. I haven't watched the whole thing yet. So,
he's
5'8".
That limits his upside.
Definitely limits
but
the upside. Yep.
You're talking about a small school guy now who's now on the radar.
Yep.
Which is some of the times it's all you need. Just a guy on the radar, man. Penny Hart, Georgia State wide receiver.
Dig in a little bit more and
tell me more.
Exactly.
His name's Penny.
Ooh.
Hart away.
Very nice.
It's just Hart. Is that all you want to talk about Penny Hart?
I think so. I don't have much else to say. Like I said, I didn't watch any tape on him, so.
So we mentioned earlier there's going to be a weak quarterback class. To me, there's pretty much just two guys, pretty much.
Okay.
Dwayne Haskins and then one of the Senior Bowl, Drew Locke. Out of Missouri, 6'3", 225, good solid arm. Probably the best quarterback there at the Senior Bowl. Those are only two quarterbacks right now that I have any, like if I'm in a super flex league, that I'm even like really interested in.
Yeah, I mean, a lot of these guys are just going to be career backup types, man.
Yeah, it seems like Drew Locke is locked in to be the quarterback of the Denver Broncos. Like, everything I read is, like, Benjamin Albright, you know, he's usually right about that. Definitely when it comes to Denver, says if he gets to Denver, like, you might as well lock it up. Locke's going to be a Bronco.
Yeah, I mean, obviously, there were reports that Horseface, John Elway, it was smitten with him the whole week, and basically John Elway was just like falling around the quarterbacks all week just because they need one so badly.
Very badly.
So, you know, people think that's, you know, is that genuine? Is that a smokescreen for, you know, people ahead of him just so they...
No, they need a quarterback.
Yeah, they need a quarterback, but is that the one that they actually want?
Matt, there's only two quarterbacks.
I know, but there's other guys in this draft.
Who?
I mean, Tyree Jackson.
Okay.
The guy from Buffalo who had a obviously has a cannon of an arm, one of those guys, a little bit inaccurate, a little erratic. Like,
yeah.
You know, we've heard this story before.
Yeah, great, you have a great arm, but you can't throw it to anybody.
Right.
Those guys are every draft.
It does seem to have one, and he's huge. He's like a 6'7" monster. So we'll see. But
just wait till 2020.
Just wait till 2020. But, you know, NFL teams can't just wait till 2020.
Oh, well, so there's Kyler Murray, too. Does he fall under that threshold, 5'8"?
He wouldn't make a good wide receiver. Yeah, he's too small.
Dolphins are going to draft Kyler Murray.
So, I mean, I don't know. Do you count him? Is he officially in yet? Is he?
Who, Kyler Murray?
I mean, yeah.
Yeah, he declared.
He declared, but.
I mean, he's got a good arm.
Was it just a ploy, or is he actually?
No, he declared.
Play?
He wants to play football.
He's really going to play. Huh?
Yeah, 100%.
All right.
He's in, dude. He's going to draft in the first round.
We'll have to see what this guy's measurables are. If he comes in at 5'9", you think he's going to go in the first round?
Probably. Yeah.
I don't think he will.
So, dude, everybody is desperate for a quarterback. In a weak quarterback class.
5'9", dude?
Matt, there's a lot of teams that need quarterbacks. Jacksonville needs a quarterback. Miami needs a quarterback.
5'9".
Dude, Russell Wilson, 5'11". I wouldn't do it, personally.
The guys that are ahead of him, standing in front of him, are 6'4" and higher.
Well, dude, freaking Moses, part the seas, you know? Let me get up in there.
On every single throw, just so you can see what's going on?
I wouldn't draft. I'm not saying I'm going to draft him, but everything I'm reading says he's going to be a first rounder.
You literally have to roll out every single play.
Again, I wouldn't draft them.
All right.
I'm waiting for Jake Fromm or Tua or.
Yeah, all right. You know. So let's get back to the guys that are in this draft.
Yeah, let's talk about some good
players. Will Greer, you know, the guy from West Virginia, looked terrible all week.
I thought he looked. I thought all the tape I've seen on him in West Virginia, I didn't like him. I had one of my buddies write me like a month or so ago, and he's like, well, what do you think about these quarterbacks? We're talking about Super Flex. I'm like, dude, this is going to be a weak Super Flex class. Like, I mean, there's going to be Dwayne Haskins, and then there's going to be, like, and at that time, I was even thinking, like, Drew Locke. I was like, there's Dwayne Haskins, and I'm like, oh, no. He's like, he's like, dude, I really like Will Greer. I'm like, really? And he's like, yeah, I think he's going to be sneaky good. I'm like, I don't know, dude. I was like, he's somebody I've actually watched a little tape on. I'm like, I'd want nothing to do with that dude. I don't even think he looks that good at all.
He looked really bad in the game. I mean, he looked okay on, like, the first throw he threw to Deebo Samuels on a quick slant. And, like, one other throw, which was also a quick slant. And everything else, he looked like total garbage. And
yeah, I'm treating him like a bad joint. It's not even, I'm just going to.
Don't
10
even,
puff
don't
pass.
Even, don't even puff. Just
yeah.
pass.
Just pass. Here you go, buddy. It's good stuff.
mostly the same comments can be made about Trace McSorley, who also looked awful.
McSorley.
In that game, the Penn State quarterback.
Yeah.
Penn State
quarterbacks, they work out really good. You know Hackenberg's in the Lions League?
Yeah.
You know that starts after the Super Bowl?
For now.
I'm going to watch that.
Sure, why not? Yeah. I mean, it's football.
Yeah, I'm watching it. Trent Richardson's in that league.
Is he really?
Yeah, he's in Alabama.
Get out of here.
Who else is on there?
No.
Bishop Ranky.
Shut up.
Yeah.
The return of the Rankster.
Yeah, see, the Dynasty players are going to get into some Lions league. There's some guys on that team.
We have to start in an Alliance Dynasty league,
dude,
clearly.
I've already thought about it. You know what I did the other night? It was Sunday, I think, because there's no football over the weekend.
Yeah.
When a lot of times I can't go to bed, so I'm like in bed, like I'll watch like some YouTube highlights of some players, or I'll read some scouting reports. Like, I went through and looked at the roster of every Alliance League team.
That is so dorky.
All got like 6 quarterbacks, 12 wide receivers, 6 running backs, and 5 tight ends.
I mean, if they're going to be, you know, one of these leagues that's supposed to be a developmental league, they should have as many quarterbacks as they possibly can.
If you did,
that's really what the NFL needs.
If you did a Dynasty League, it'd have to be like a 6-team Dynasty League. You know what I mean? Because there's only 6 teams.
Like Superflex? How many quarterbacks you said there were?
I know, but there's only 6 teams.
Oh, there's only 6 teams, so you couldn't do Superflex. So
no, you
everyone would have
do
just
Superflex.
One running back, one quarterback,
or
two wide receivers.
Yeah, and it had to be like a rule, like it's almost like you'd have to like best ball it, right?
Yeah,
and like you just like once you draft a quarterback, that's it. The slot's full. Yeah, you know, it's like that's it. You get his backup automatically, maybe. Yeah, I don't know, because it's. I'd be interested in that. I know some of the players.
Right.
Yeah. It's, I don't know.
Christian Hackenberg's still terrible.
Christian Hackenberg's in the Lions League.
I know. That's
still
what I mean.
Overthrowing people.
Still terrible.
I knew Hunter Renfro was going to tear up the Lions League. He's going to look great out there. Wait till who else is going to be in the Lions League here soon? I don't know, but Bishop Ranky falls in that category.
Nice.
Real good.
Uh-huh.
No, don't tweet at me about starting an Alliance League, Dynasty League. Unless you have it going and you want to run it, because I ain't running anything else.
Yeah.
But I'd be interested.
I'd be interested too in an off-season Alliance League.
Yeah,
sure.
And it has to be best ball, and you got to do all the arithmetic and let me know if I won. But I'm interested. I'm taking Trent Richardson number one overall.
Oh, man.
No, I'm taking Bishop Ranky.
Dude, Bishop has got some gas left in the tank.
He's younger. I mean, he's been riding the backseat of the car for so long, his legs got to be fresh, right?
Yeah, very fresh. Yeah.
All right, let's talk about a couple more guys here.
All right.
Guy who did really well for himself, put himself on a map here. Somebody who I haven't watched tape on, but I've kind of read some scouting reports on. And I watched his Senior Bowl practices. Mm-hmm. Dax Raymond, Utah State.
Yeah.
Tight end out of Utah State. 6'5", 250. He's a tight end, but he's essentially a big receiver. You're not going to see this guy line up in line at all. And watching his practices, I mean, this is a guy who had really good speed, caught the ball really well, some nice routes out there on some safeties. We actually got open, had a real nice one play during practice where he jumped up at the goal line, tipped the ball, caught himself, came down the end zone with it.
Yeah, that was nice. That was a nice show of concentration. There was a lot of trash around him, you know, so that's what you want to see, those type of concentration catches. But from all I've read is that he showed enough athleticism that he can beat corners vertically. And he's obviously at 6'5", you know, 250. He's got the size to match up on you know, win matchups versus linebackers as well. So.
Yeah, I'm going to be paying attention to his combine. I want to see his 40 speed and, shuttles and whatnot. So,
yeah. And he's another one of these guys that's, big hands, 10 3/8 inches, which is, which is nice little mitts.
Dax Raymond,
Utah State, definitely an intriguing guy coming out of these practices. Another guy that was a tight end that really kind of showed well during the practices and stuff was Donald Parham. I don't know, P-A-R-H-A-M.
Right?
Yeah. So he's out of Stenson. So 6'8". 243
pounds. Yeah, he's a big dude. I saw that too. I saw a quick nugget on him. The guy who did really well out of Stenson. I'm like, where the hell is Stenson?
10.5-inch hands, 84-inch wingspan.
Ooh.
So this guy is a huge target, and it's 6'8", 243 pounds. All reports are that he's got the frame to add some weight if he wants to, but he's one of these guys that he's fine just being a flexed out type of big wide receiver. And that
243
huge.
For being 6'8" is lean.
That is pretty lean.
What's his name again?
I
saw it too, and I didn't
Donald,
write it down.
Donald Parham. I don't know exactly how you
spell
pronounce
it.
P-A-R-H-A-M.
P-A-R-H-A-M?
H-A-M, yep.
Parham?
Yep.
I don't know. We're bad. We always pronounce
people. Dude, I butcher people's names all the time.
I am
the absolute worst. I'm not going to
I love
not
those tweets.
Pretend.
How am I going to listen to a guy who doesn't even know the player's name? I don't know. Don't listen.
Just forgive us, man. Nobody's perfect.
Parham me.
So, yeah, another one of these guys, intriguing guys. I'm definitely going to look into him. I had, he was not on the radar at all prior to Senior Bowl week. So, I look forward to it, though, man. That's 6'8" is like one of those mythical.
On the radar, dude.
He's one of those mythical numbers. Like, is it almost bad that you're that tall?
Yeah,
like,
it is.
Yeah. So, So he's going to have to overcome, a little bit of bias, I think.
Would have known the guy that's Stenson. Stenson's not on my radar. Do you know where Stenson is?
I have no idea.
Me neither. Nope. I bet it's in the Continental.
I think it probably is somewhere.
Now, was there any running backs?
I was just about to ask you because, there wasn't anyone that really jumped off the map.
Reichwell, there's Orzingo, who's a quality running back, but he didn't play.
Right. Armstead, like you said, the guy from
Temple.
He started the game and actually looked pretty good. Ended up punching in a ball from the goal line type of thing.
But
he was in the Kyle Shanahan, the Kyle Shanahan offense, whatever he could install in the week that they had down there.
From Shanahan, he doesn't block well. At all.
Okay.
And he doesn't really catch the ball well.
So a limited player.
No thanks.
5'11", 223 pounds. So, he profiles as a in between the tackle type of guy, and he looked good doing that.
Yeah, no thanks.
When I was watching the game. Dexter Williams was the guy that started.
When's the last good senior running back that came out?
Kareem Hunt went to the Senior Bowl.
Okay. That was a long time ago. Can you get any more recent for me?
That was not a long time ago.
Dotson.
But yeah, generally these guys, they skip their senior year if they're good running backs. I point taken. The Dexter Williams, Notre Dame running back, he started for the North squad. Didn't really look that impressive to me in the game.
Yeah, I'm telling you, no thanks to any of these running backs. Give me some. You know what, Matt? Just give me some Josh Jacobs all day. I think he might be my 1-1 rookie draft.
There is a guy. There's a small school guy that you know, he looked good in the limited amount that I actually saw him.
What's his name?
Wes Hills, Slippery Rock running back, 6'1", 209 pounds. Just showed some nice burst getting to the edge and stuff
is
like that.
Is that Hillis, like Payne, or Hills?
Hills. The Hills are alive.
Where do you go to school?
Slippery Rock.
Ooh, sounds dangerous.
It does sound very dangerous.
Go on. I'm just putting a note here.
Just 6'1", 209 pounds. So, I mean, he's a solidly built guy, you know, nice size, and had good burst. When I watched him, he got around the edge for a nice little, you know, 25-yard gain or something.
I like Starburst.
Yeah.
It's a chewy candy.
Lemon's
my favorite.
He's a guy that caught my eye just watching the bit of the game that I did catch. I'm going to finish up the game. It's just on YouTube. You know that?
What is?
You can watch the whole Senior Bowl on YouTube.
Did not know that.
Yeah. I missed it live. Me and you were on the slopes skiing.
Snowboarding,
rather.
Yeah. I had to tape it.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. I forgot to tape it, like a bozo.
Well, it's on YouTube, Matt.
Well, it's on YouTube. Just told you that. You don't even have to.
Yeah. Now that I'm way more intellectual with a mustache, I know these kind of things. You didn't have to tell me.
Definitely.
I'm very sophisticated. Mm-hmm. I'm very intelligent. Very Tom Selleck-y.
Mm-hmm.
I'm like Magnum P.I. over here. You know, that I can't figure out. Did MacGyver have a mustache? MacGyver had a mustache? No, what am I talking about? Just a great mullet. But, you know, both the guns M.U.
Yes, right.
Mullet.
I could see where you'd get confused.
Mustache and mullets. I mean, talking about a good combination. 1984, 1985, rocking it.
There were some people that had both of those.
Oh, thank God I was an adult in 1985.
God, man.
I was 6 in 1985. Thank God I was an adult.
We dodged that bullet.
And I'm not poking fun at you if you were. I mean,
I personally love the 80s.
No, I like the 80s, what happened on it. I'm just saying, I'm glad I was an adult in the 80s. But who am I to judge? Like, me and my friend Joe. He came over, I got him a jersey, Baker Mayfield jersey, and we were talking about something like his kids are in these. He told me the name brand of the sweatpants kids are wearing nowadays, and they're like super expensive, like $100-something for a pair of sweatpants.
Oh, my God.
I'm like, sweatpants? He's like, dude, that's what the kids are wearing. I'm like, I would never, you know? I was like, do they have tight ankles? He's like, you know they do. I'm like, yeah, my kids wear this stuff with tight ankles too. I would never wear that stuff. I don't even like the way it looks. And I was like, but who am I to judge? When I was 15 years old, I was riding a skateboard wearing JNCO jeans. I look back at pictures of me, I'm like, what? Those are pretty much our 70s bell bottoms.
You look like a clown in those.
I look like a clown, Matt. Yep. I look terrible. I'm going to take those pictures. I'm going to burn them. I'm going to let the kids know exist. It'd be like watching your mom wearing bell bottoms or your dad. You know, my mom, where I got my facial hair from, wearing bell bottoms going, hey, what's up with that stuff? I was wearing JNCO jeans.
P.S. I wear sweatpants that have the tight ankles, and I am 38.
Well, I'm almost 40, and I'm your elder, and show me a little bit more respect, okay? I deserve it.
Uh-huh.
Okay, do you have a mustache?
No.
Exactly.
I've had a mustache.
Stop being jealous.
Once.
What? I know. It's in one of your, isn't it on the Dynasty Nerds website?
Yes.
Yeah, with the glasses on.
And it looked awful.
Yeah, you look terrible. You know what? Some people look good with mustaches, too. That's a weird thing. Like, Tom Selleck looks great.
Tom Selleck looks weird without it.
Yeah, I have an uncle. I've never seen him without a mustache, and he looks great with a mustache.
Yeah.
I don't know if it's because I've never seen him without him, but some people look great with a mustache. How do I look with a mustache?
No, you look goofy, man.
All right, fair enough.
Sorry.
I think we should end it here.
All right.
So we'll be back next week. You think next week is a good time to do a buy low episode?
Sure.
That's what I was kind of feeling. Yeah. There's some players out there. Yeah, because Marion talked about like Sammy Watkins and stuff. Let's do a nice buy low.
Okay.
Those are fun episodes because there's some good players who go out there and start buying, make some trade offers. What else are you going to do this time of year?
Nothing.
Trades.
Yeah, exactly. You better. I mean, next week, there's going to be no football. Mm-hmm. It's going to be over.
It's over. So what do? You grind the tape.
You start grinding. You start scouring other people's rosters and say, this person has got to have soured on him. I want him.
Yes.
He's still good.
You buy low. You make trade offers. You listen to Dynasty Nerds podcast. You leave us a rating and review on iTunes. You go to DynastyNerds.com 18 times a day.
You buy a t-shirt.
You buy a t-shirt. If you have one, yeah, it's Valentine's Day coming up soon.
Yeah, we have red t-shirts on there.
Yeah, loved ones. I got to restock. Like, I got a couple people that are back ordered. You know, guys like Mike Call out there in Greensboro, North Carolina. I know that dude's shirt, cranberry, extra large.
Very good on that.
I know. I got to order shirts. It's been a busy week. It's been a busy month. After the Super Bowl, my life clears up a little bit. I'm ordering some more shirts. But in the meantime, you want to talk Dynasty Fantasy Football as we ramble on a lot this episode. Hey, it's off season, so we're going to start doing a little bit more. You get to know us a little bit more. You can follow me on Twitter. Talk about facial hair. Players you want to buy low.
He's at Dynasty Rich. I'm at Dynasty Matt.
What did I just tell you about respecting your elders? I mean, you interrupted me, child.
Yeah, no
you follow the site at Dynasty Nerds.
Nobody's going to listen to this.
Somebody's still listening. All right. I guarantee you the thousands of people, six people are still listening.
All right.
So this is for you.
All right.
In the meantime, that's it, right?
Yeah, that's it, man.
Oh, wait. No one else got happened today? They just announced for CBS All Access, which I don't have, which I'll get when it comes out. They're going to make a 10-part miniseries on Stephen King's The Stand.
Oh.
My favorite book of all time.
Yeah, you do love yourself some Stephen King.
Read every book. He's the greatest author of all time.
Yeah.
If you've never read The Stand, highly recommend it. Post-apocalyptic world, good versus evil, about 1,100 pages. I've read it 3 times. I love it.
Yeah.
That's my news of the day.
You know it's good when you read it 3 times.
Yeah, first read it in the 5th grade.
Whoa.
Yeah, go me. That's why I'm so smart with the mustache. See you next week. Talk about my Los.
Arrivederci.
Sammy Watkins.
Ready, set, put on.
Thanks for listening to the Dynasty Nerds Fantasy Football Podcast. Make sure to check us out at DynastyNerds.com for up-to-date Dynasty insight. And follow us on Twitter at Dynasty Nerds.